This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My parents just don't understand. SubhanAllah, it's something that I do agree with. Sometimes parents just don't understand. But that will never give you the right to transgress the boundaries of Allah, where you will raise your voice, where you will have a moment of lapse in your judgment to say something, do something, act in a way, or even a look, or even a sound of discontent or disgust towards your parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't even exclaim, أُفْ, ha. God, you know, don't even make an exclamation that would be seen as a sign of disrespect to those whom Allah has made guardians for you in this world. Those who you could not choose, but they are your fate and qadr. Good or bad, you will be the one who decides how you're going to adjust yourself to it. And I want you to know that there is no greater act of worship that you can do after your worship of Allah, the fulfillment of your salah on its right time, than being good to your parents. And there's no greater sin, the Prophet ﷺ said, than to worship other than Allah, and second only to that, وَعُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, that you are a person who is disrespectful to your parents. That doesn't mean that whatever they say must be followed. Anyone who orders you to do that which is haram, you are able to be of a passive resistance to it and to say, I cannot do this haram. Your mom and dad cannot tell you not to pray. This is something that you would then pray secretly without them knowing. But it would not be something you argue with them, angering them, bringing anger to them, whether they are Muslim or not Muslim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us this in the Quran, وَإِن جَاهَدَكَ, if your parents made jihad, if they struggled against you in every mean, in every capacity, in every way, عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ, that you worship other than me in a way that you have no knowledge, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا, don't obey them. Don't do what they say. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا, but remain their sahabi. Could you imagine to be like a sahabi? You know how Abu Bakr was to the Prophet ﷺ? وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, accompany them in this worldly life with ma'roof in the best of ways that you can, in the most way that you are able to be pleasing to them. I tell you this story of Musa alayhi salam. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is recorded in the book of Al-Kaba'ir by Imam Al-Dhahabi. He asks Allah, oh Allah, who will be my neighbor in Jannah? And Allah says, it'll be a butcher. And Musa's surprised. He thought maybe it'd be another messenger or prophet. And Musa says, well, where is this butcher, oh Allah? And Allah says, if you go to this place, you will find him. And Musa finds this butcher. He observes him from a distance. And after the man, the butcher, had slaughtered some meat, he sold it and he kept a good part of it, that he began to walk home. And Musa said to him, I'm traveling from a new land. Can you, he doesn't know it's the messenger of Allah, can I stay with you? And this butcher says, yes. But I'm going to be busy looking after something, and then I'll free myself to give you the deserved attention that you need. So Musa said, don't worry about me, I'm just going to sit and wait for you. So Musa sat under a tree and he was watching this man. He went into the home, and from a high level in his house, he brought down this large basket that had in it a frail old woman. And he carried it down to the river and he bathed this elderly woman. He washed her clothes and washed her, and he combed her hair and gave her fresh clothes. He sat the basket with her in it near the fire, and he began to cook that meat. And once it was cooked, he began to chew it because she had lost her teeth, and he would take it out of his mouth and feed her. And Musa saw that every time this man fed this old frail woman, she would whisper something, but he couldn't hear it from a distance. And after he fed her and enjoyed company with her and spent his time with her, she wanted to sleep. He put the basket back in its place. And then he told Musa to come over, alayhi salam. And Musa asked him, who's this woman? He said, innaha ummi, this is my mother. How long have you been serving her like this? He said, 10 years now. And Musa alayhi salam said, when you were feeding her, what was she saying? He said to him, that my mother, she always makes this dua. She said, Allahumma ij'alhu ma'an nabiyyin. Oh Allah, raise my son to the rank of the prophets. And Musa alayhi salam understood that the dua of this mother was answered for his son. And that's why the neighbor of the Prophet of Allah, Musa alayhi salam, is an ordinary butcher. And whatever thing you do in your life, know that you can reach the highest levels if you have the rida, the blessing and the pleasure of your parents. The Prophet ﷺ said, رِضَ اللَّهِ فِي رِضَ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. Allah is pleased with you when your parents are pleased with you. وَسَخَطِ اللَّهِ فِي سَخَطِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. And Allah's anger is upon you when your parents are angry with you. May Allah protect us from this transgression. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our parents' understanding of us and us loving and respectful and kind and dutiful to them, especially as they mature. Allahumma ameen.